Hello and welcome to this episode of No Blasters with me, Kieran Bartlett. Check that out. It's an Xbox controller. Some of you are excited about that, being like, oh, good to see a FIFA back. And then other people are like, I'd like us if it was less FIFA. Fuck up. Anyway, so we're...
You shut up all night now.
Shut up all night now, right? So today, let me see, today's episode is sponsored by my favourite place to go get food, Joxer. Yes! We love Joxer. Joxer has the chaffles. The way Arby's has the meats, Joxer has the chaffles. Don't even fucking...
We don't have Arby's in this country.
Don't even have it, but here, but they do have meat. Like, but here, see, seriously, continue to send me photos of your chaffles with, like, wee messages that go, oh, the hype's real, or, like, I saw this on your podcast and I went there. Do that. Do you know who else to send them to? Joxer.
Yeah.
Tag them. Tell them. Show them. Tell them I sent you. We love it. See, when you order the chaffles now, you get sriracha and you get maple syrup. And you can get... Now, optionally, I don't get this, but I've had it. But I'm trying to watch. I mean, this is my version of trying to watch. Still order the chaffles, but without the cinnamon butter. But the cinnamon butter is sensational.
Oh, yeah.
If you're skinny or whatever, or you're throwing caution to the wind... Go ahead. But if you're in your 20s, absolutely, right? But like, have at it.
That 20s butter.
Mate, see the amount of butter I have in my 20s?
Oh, we know.
You could look like this. You could look like this. So get on over to Joxer. They are open late from Thursdays through to Sundays. They open from 5 until late. They open every day from 9 until 4. They do amazing coffees and buns and all that kind of stuff as well. An amazing brunch menu during the day, a brilliant dinner menu at night. And if you're going to book one of those late tables, please use resdiary.com. And also remember that it isn't just in Hollywood now. They have an amazing location in Bangor. A great vibe. Brilliant place to go on a date. Brilliant place to go with friends. Pre-night out. Great times. Do you know when that's great? If you're coming to see me in Bangor, I'm always gigging there. For some reason, Bangor is my place. Great to have a Joxer and then go to the show. Great times.
What a combo. Anyway,
thank you, Joxer. We love you. You love us. It works. Also, check out our Patreon over on patreon.com/noblasters. We are about to drop the Majestic special. So that's last year's show. We are about to drop, never mind the Mock Blame panel show from before Christmas. We are about to drop the Christmas special, Ho 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 Blasters from the Mandela Hall. I mean, that's three specials getting dropped on you all at once. That's mental. I know.
There's so many. I know. So we many can't. Levels. We can't.
We can't. We might, but we shouldn't. But anyway, we might do it and then just edit it out. But anyway, get on over. Patreon.com/NoBlasters. It's £3 a month or £6. If you want to give us £6, you can arrange to play me on FIFA. You can... You get early access to Smells Bitchin' when we drop up. We have new Smells Bitchin' coming this month. We have the Sunday Bulletin, the midweek check-in. I need to do a Sunday Bulletin today for Sunday.
This is the paper thing you do?
It used to be that's the Sunday Life. That's different.
Do you so much.
You wouldn't believe that. Wouldn't believe.
Your life's mad.
I have the same amount of time in my day as Beyonce, and I'm more productive. So all she does is sing. Anyway,
loser.
To be fair, she does sing well. Do you know what's a great song? Do you ever hear that one?
All them.
Finally, you put my love on
top.
Hey, baby, anyway,
all I want.
This is the sort of shit you get more of.
More Beyonce.
Patreon.com/NoBlasters. So, also, obviously, you get like updates on gigs and pre-announcements and things like that.
You get loads. You get too much.
You do get too much. You get links to buy tickets early with 10% off.
Jesus
all Christ. The time. All the time. I mean, who else is giving you that shit? You also get another whole podcast every Thursday. Unbelievable.
Thinking behavior.
It's an outrage.
I have to admire that you're able to remember all this.
Unbelievable.
Like the Joxer read. You're really good at reads.
See, if I ever stop doing this, I'll just be sitting in a room somewhere going, Patreon.com/NoBlasters. Like, it's going to be mental.
Yeah.
Also, as you all know already, today's guest, none other than the first No Blasters guest we've ever had. Aaron Butler.
The OG, the original. How's the guy that's been here from the inception. I believed in it.
You did. You believed.
Everyone else did. And all the other comedians went, don't be getting on Kieran's new thing.
See, the first episode, I watched it so many times because I was literally so excited about it. Like, I was bolting. I remember I remember Nathan Delfonso ruined your life, but
I remember your kit had what was it, B&M bargains on it, and then mine was Red Bull, and I was like, your shop sells my.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, that was Red Bull. Times. Yeah,
Red Bull is one of those drinks. Do you ever have a Red Bull and it just transports you back to the late 90s?
Yes.
You literally just go, and you're like, oh my God.
Well, 98 it maybe come out, 97.
Was it something like that?
It was something like that.
I know every time I drink it, I just hear the what do you call it? You got the music in you. As soon as I drink it, just fucking. Or like fucking, no, I know what it is. Every time I drink a Red Bull, it just goes.
I had my first Red Bull when I was about 8 or 9 because WrestleMania was about to happen, and my granny, I was in her bungalow on Turf Lodge, and she goes, listen, you'll not stay up to watch that tonight, it's too late on. Have this.
Take this highly charged energy.
I know you're only 8, but believe me,
your liver in it.
I think this is going to work out in the long run for you. And so that was I remember that was my first Red Bull to stay up and watch WrestleMania.
Did it work?
Oh, I stayed up for 4 days. I don't think I said. I watched the WrestleMania for the next 3 years because of it.
I hate that feeling though. Do you ever see like when the UFC's on and you maybe see stand up to watch when it's in Vegas or something?
Yeah.
It's like 4 a.m.
Can't do
it. You've sat through the prelims. Like,
oh, the prelims.
See, no matter how many times I do it, I go, right, this is it. I'm fully charged. I feel class. First couple of prelims happens. I'm like, right, we're getting into it now. Undercard starts. And you're like, right, this is all right.
Yeah.
See, by the time you're like 2 fights away from the main event, your dick is just trying to crawl into your asshole. You're just knackered. You're so tired. Rules are being broken. Do you know what I mean? It's just like... Slowly. It's trying to lie down inside your wee bum.
Those UFC events are hard, but I just avoid my phone the next day and watch it like straight away.
What's your favorite UFC event that you've seen?
There was one of the New York cards was great. I want to say maybe it was the one where Bisping fought George St. Pierre. And you had the 3 title fights. Yeah. That was a good one. But then there was another one. Oh, the Conor McGregor, Eddie Alvarez card. That was like, because the Woodley and Thompson fight was on before that. And like, oh, it was great. Because it was the first New York card as well.
Yeah.
It was stacked. Yeah.
I used to like watching that show, The Ultimate Fighter.
Season 10 was the best one.
What was
the
that
heavyweights
one?
With Rampage Jackson and Rashad Evans.
Yeah.
And they just go back and forth. Quentin Jackson's hilarious.
There was one I watched where it was for guys like on a comeback.
Oh,
so it was like Matt Serra was one of the guys, and he was like coming back from the. Everybody knew him as the guy that got sparked out by Shoni Carter, like the spinning back fist. And
how early was that? An early one.
Like yeah, season? It must have been like season 4 or 5, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And then there was the season where McGregor and...
Uriah Faber. Yeah. I remember that season. It was good. He's coming back to do it again.
Faber?
McGregor.
Oh, right. Oh, to do the show?
The next season is McGregor and Tony Ferguson, I believe. It's not bad, like.
McGregor, though.
That's a fall from grace. It's kind of sad.
It is a wee bit sad.
And
see if he had just kept fighting. I know... Fair play, he's made a complete absolute fortune off that Mayweather thing.
Yeah.
But see if he had just kept, see if he had just stayed in the one division and just defended the belt, he'd have been a legend.
Also, what he could have done and maybe should have done is just not fight again after the Mayweather fight. Just go, hey, you know, I made $100 million. Why would I need to fight anymore?
Yeah.
I'm set. I've got a whiskey. I'm fucking have other things I want to do. And then he could have teased like one comeback fight like 4 or 5 years later
in
UFC and had it against someone who was maybe a little bit lower. But he's totally kind of ruined that.
He's ruined his own legacy. Like.
And I think if he fights Tony Ferguson, I think he wins that fight. But I think anyone sort of outside of that, he just gets mauled. Anyone in the top 10 in lightweight... probably fucks him up like badly.
Yeah.
It's
such a fast moving sport, like.
It is, yeah. And you think like, oh, you remember when he was like 26, 27, you're like, oh, he'd be here ages. Now you're like, oh,
gone.
I remember I thought I was going to be on a season of The Ultimate Fighter because I bought a Tapo t-shirt. You know?
I love how that qualifies you to be on The Ultimate Fighter. I own one boxing glove. Yeah. Can I get on The Ultimate Fighter? I've got a shin guard.
I know, I was going to say,
I have a shin guard. Can I play for Spurs?
What's another big fight brand?
Oh, God, there's not one. There's the PFL, which is the Professional Fight League. There's Top Rank Boxing.
Oh, no, I mean like Tap Out. Like
fuck. Oh, what
Under
was the
Armour?
Other one?
Under Armour
is a big one, but there was another one in the 90s.
Venom, is that one?
Venom's one, but there's one that everyone wore. It was like this fucking, it was tacky as fuck. Oh, it's going to annoy me. I don't remember that.
Lonsdale.
Lonsdale's a famous one, yeah.
Lonsdale.
Affliction.
Affliction.
Affliction was the name.
Yeah,
it was like
true.
All UFC fighters in the early 2000s wore Affliction.
See the fucking Lonsdale. See if you go into Sports Direct.
Yes.
You will get Lonsdale clothing for nothing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're actually, they might even pay you to take it. It's rare shit, though. It's so, like... I went, obviously I'm a man that enjoys a hoodie and a pair of track bottoms, right?
You're about to say slacks.
I nearly did, right? and
why'd you censor yourself from saying slacks?
Because slacks are actually more like...
flouncies?
No, slacks are like, they're like a dad trouser. They're nearly like, not suit material, but nearly.
Oh, right. You know? Like this? That's suit. That's just suits.
Not suit.
That's suit.
No, like... Do you know, like trousers like a dad would wear to like mass? You know?
I haven't been to mass in years.
I know, but like, you know your dad's trousers.
Oh, my dad's trousers? Yeah, oh, right. Yeah.
Like, no. I can't even, like, how would you describe them? Like a...
Sweatpants?
A canvas pant, you know? Or a cotton pant.
Right.
Like trousers, like, do you know what I mean? I know it sounds ridiculous, but trousers that you wear, not chinos, not jeans.
I think I know what you
not
mean.
Not suit trousers.
These are a very niche slacks. pair of trousers. In Sports
Direct. Like Marksies.
Right.
But anyway, Lonsdale, I was in Sports Direct, genuinely, just before Christmas.
Right.
See the amount of Lonsdale shit that they have on sale.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But it's shite, though.
Is it? I don't know.
I think if you're skinny and you're getting it and you're going to the gym, fine, okay. Right? But like, it's rough, like, because I was looking for, this was whenever I was in getting, I was in looking for, this is actually a fair bit before Christmas, to be fair, because this was when I was in looking for the, what do you call it, my White Lightning, you know, the cream.
White Lightning.
The cream dream.
The cream dream.
The fucking, the thing I wore to the Majestic show, the second Majestic.
Was this the one you also wore on the mock game?
Yeah.
And you remember what I said White. You looked like?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Stay puffed. That's what he said to me.
He looked like the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters.
Hadn't heard that before, ever, either.
And by the way, it came out so quick, too. I couldn't even stop myself.
Yeah. Stay puffed. And everyone was like, Jesus fuck, Aaron. You have a man 2 seconds to breathe.
I felt so bad.
Tell you what, marshmallows are fucking unbelievable.
Toasted.
See, whenever, just in general, but yeah, see when you toast the outside.
The toasty, the wee burnt.
Yeah, the wee dirty bit. Yeah.
The wee dirty bit.
Do you know what it is? Like, see,
the wee scabby
off the scab. Yeah, you want that scab.
Yeah, I want that black scabby off the marshmallow.
We were talking about a shop that I know that I fucking hate that I'd never go into. Do you know what it is? See, that shop is like, do you ever have a cunt in your life who you'll go, that's it. I'm never fucking speaking that cunt again.
Andrew Ryan every week. I'm only joking.
And then, you go like, that's it. I'm never speaking that cunt. And then 2 weeks later.
You're speaking to that cunt?
You go, I'm just being, that's me being a wee dick. I should just speak that person.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Or I'll see that person, right? Yeah, yeah, I mean, literally, I'm talking about one of my brothers here, right? Where you just go, and you continually give that cunt a chance.
Yeah.
That's what this shop is.
You
I hate
it.
And I'll go, every now and again, I'll go, it's right there. I'll go in for literally, try to get a fucking pint of milk in it. A couple of weeks ago, nightmare. Try to get a loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Of bread.
See if you're a small shop and you're selling like, yeah, a loaf of bread. It wasn't like just somebody's head. Like, you know what I mean? You got any loaves?
Yeah.
It shows a loaf and the fucking left out.
Arn McCann.
The head of William Wallace. Like, it was like, It was rare. It was.
Why was it so difficult to get this bread?
Well, this is my issue. If you're a small shop,
yeah,
sell Hovis or Kingsmill or a fucking brand.
Okay,
you know what I mean. Don't hit me. Give me Brennan's. I'll take Brennan's. I don't want it, but I'll take it. Don't give me like, you know, some like Mother's Earth or something that you've never heard of.
That's not.
Do you know
great.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like a mix of Mother's Pride and, you know, some other like off, just off brand.
Someone's making a
pan
flat.
Bread. Yeah. You know, the sort of loaf that you open it, and it lasts for like 12 days because it's mostly preservatives. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like. Give me a Hovis. I want to see blue mold in 3 days on that.
Yeah.
Do you ever open food and or store food and know that you're basically... Do you ever do this? Do you ever like store leftovers or something and know that you're going to fuck it out in a week?
Absolutely.
I bin food. You're literally just putting bin food into the fridge for a bit.
You know, it's not off yet.
I want it to be cold when it goes into the bin.
Yeah.
And sometimes you open the fridge and go, there's probably another 2 days on that. I should use that. I'll just throw it in the bin in 3 days. Do you ever do that? Yeah. I do it all the time.
So yeah, not all the time, but I would do it the odd time. There's just something where I go, that's not going to taste nice.
I feel like I got into a silent war, or I thought I was in a silent war with Chloe on a chicken leg last week.
What a life you live.
I know, right?
I thought I was in a silent war with Chloe and a chicken wing last week.
No, a chicken leg.
Oh,
right?
Sorry. That's better.
Fuck a chicken wing, like you would just eat it. No, We got a chicken and roasted it, right?
Mm.
And I break it down. I break it down. Right?
Degeneration X.
I broke it down, which is like obvious: two legs, two thighs, two breasts, two wings. This is weird. This is a chicken that you buy and it comes in like a wee metal tray for you to roast it in.
Yeah.
So all the juice sits in it. So the bottom of the chicken is that...
Is it damp?
It's like...
A bit soppy?
No, it's like... It's like braised. So it's like... It's really soft.
Mm.
So like the thighs are really soft. They're not crispy on the outside, right? So you don't have any of the skin really. I mean, you shouldn't really... If you're trying to wash your weight, you shouldn't eat the skin, right? Anyway, so like... But the wings then are like... They're not the way you would want them, right? And also the oysters aren't the way you would want them either.
Mm.
But anyway... You still get two breasts, two thighs,
that's
two
the
legs,
important
right?
Thing,
those are the big bits. So I whipped off the two breasts, and that was for like whatever we were having for dinner.
And then you got to the chicken. Am I right?
This guy,
thank you.
This guy.
Always here.
And then the chicken thighs, I broke down and put them in like a bowl for sandwiches, right?
Lovely.
And I deboned them. I took all the rank stuff out, right?
Mm.
And then, but the legs. The legs are like a wee, what I would describe as a chef's treat, right? So, I know Chloe likes a chicken leg, right?
Right.
So
she's a chef. Like, Chloe, no, I've got a treat for you, but you must be in a specific.
Get those whites off and I'll show you it, right? So Chloe was out, right? So I sprinkled a wee bit of rock salt on the leg, and I had one of the legs, right?
Love that.
And I left the other one in like a wee bowl sitting out for her, right? She came in, I made us a chicken dinner, and then after dinner, I was clearing up. Now, there was something left over in one of our, like in a pan, basically. This isn't important. Anyway, there was something else left over, let's say it was mash, but it fucking wasn't. It was something else, but anyway, it was left over. And I know what it was. I know what I had made. Sorry. This was a different chicken. I made this. We made fajitas out of it.
Right.
So there was some fajita mix left over.
Lovely.
So I threw the leg of that chicken just into that pan and put that pan into the fridge, right? And then the next day I went, am I going to have another wee, I'll have a wee fajit for lunchtime here.
Lovely.
But I was leaving Chloe's chicken leg there for.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I'd moved the pan and left the pan with just the chicken leg in it now on the bottom shelf of the fridge. And then later on, I came over to the fridge and the pan was up on the top shelf. And I was like, what's that about?
Yeah.
Like, have the chicken leg, Chloe, or don't.
You're like...
Is this a war?
Excuse me, that's a chef's treat.
And then I moved it. I was like, that's a chef's treat. I moved it again. Down onto the bottom shelf because I needed some from top shelf.
Put a note on it, chef's treat.
And I came back over later And again, it was moved. And
Back up to the top?
I literally said to her, I went, are we in a silent war?
I think so.
And she goes, about what? And I went, you know what? I went, the chicken leg in the fridge. And she goes, what chicken leg? And I went, the chicken leg, it's in the pan. She goes, well, I didn't even look in the pan. I was like, that's that chicken leg I left for you. This is the life. This is, people are like, what's it like being a fucking comedian? I'm like,
This is it.
You basically have too much free time on your hands where you think people are trying to get at you passive aggressively about a chicken leg, about a chef's treat, aren't?
A chef's treat is the best phrase I've heard.
I say it all the time. You know, like when you're making something, we chef's treat. You know, like yesterday I was making spaghetti bolognese, right? Oh, mate, I did the sauce.
Yeah?
So good yesterday.
You make it yourself or do you do a jar?
Oh, no, this is all... This is from scratch.
Okay, it's right? Bespoke.
This is your onions, your garlic, your rosemary, your mince, right? Oh, mate. But the way I do it is I put my mince in, right? Mm-hmm. I do a wee bit of olive oil. I do my mince. I do salt.
You sear
and pepper.
The mince first?
Yeah.
Controversial.
I do this.
Not how I do it.
I know a lot of people start with the onions and garlic and all, right? But hear me out, right? Okay. So I do my mince. I sear it. I'll crumble an OXO cube in there.
Okay.
Right? I'll get it all. It gets gnarly. I have the confidence to cook it down, right?
Right.
Cook the water out of it. Make it nice and brown and gnarly. Take that. Oh, sprinkle rosemary in on it when it's about halfway there.
Okay.
Get my rosemary going. Take all that out once it's cooked. Put it in a wee bowl. Then in that
pan.
In
the jus.
Onions, garlic, chili. Right? Now, normally I would. I like a pepper in there. We didn't have any yesterday.
In your bolognese?
Yeah. So I took the onions, the chili, the garlic out. Put it into the same bowl as the mince. Mm-hmm. Went in with my quartered mushrooms, got them all browned. Lovely. Everything back in. Tomatoes. Salt, pepper. Blipsy. Water. Blip.
Blipsy.
It's a silly sauce. Like, it's silly.
Right.
That is controversial. Everybody has their own way of making it, but it was lovely. So, like, it was an amazing, but anyway, the chef's treat. Here's two.
What is the chef's treat? Your bolognese.
A wee pinch of that mince when it's ready. That's a wee chef's treat.
That is
just
a wee
to go.
Chef's treat.
Just to go.
The sampler.
It's gnarly enough.
It's gnarly enough.
And then the second chef's treat was last night. We were trying a new cheddar.
Fucking hell. We were trying a new cheddar.
And I like a wee bit of grated cheese.
Cost of living crisis, Ukraine war.
Well, it was a cheaper cheddar, if you must know.
From and Ukraine. to support refugees of Ukraine, buy this cheddar.
Yes, Ukrainian cheddar, spelled K-H. And so we got like, Chloe brought me over a wee slice, as it were. And that's a chef's treat, like a wee slice of cheddar. So yeah, good times. Shall
class.
We FIFA?
Yeah, let's do it. We haven't now. This will be the first game I've played this year.
Oh,
so,
this new one?
Just of any FIFA, yeah.
Oh, like this calendar year? Oh, it's okay.
Oh, is that meant to do that?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was
freaking
blue,
out.
When you're a tech nerd and you see a blue screen,
know,
your
yeah.
instant reaction is, oh no.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
Michael.
Freak out.
Do you know what I'm going to have to do as well? I didn't bring my regular glasses. I'm going to have to play like a paedophile conspiracy theorist in sunglasses. I'm sorry about that. But I have to see the screen, Kieran. Oh, I can. This could be a tactic for me trying to.
You look like DB Cooper.
I don't know who that is.
DB Cooper? The fucking guy. Oh, have I hit that? Sorry.
Oh, no, I might have hit that.
The guy, you need to turn your controller on.
I always do this.
The guy, hold it. The guy, he fucking stole, he hijacked a plane and jumped out of the plane with all the money.
Oh, nah, I don't know.
Never heard of it?
Nah.
Pretty famous, like.
No, never heard of the old DB Coops now. Mm-hmm. I did that again, did I?
No, it's okay. That's what we're meant
oh,
to
Oh, that's what we're meant to. So what way are we? Are we randomising?
I'll randomise my league three times.
Okay.
And then I'll randomise my club. I haven't done it this way in a while.
And you're allowed to keep it? Or do you just, is it three times?
Let's
one?
Just do three times and
we'll
go,
keep whatever.
Right, one, three.
Two.
I'm in Germany
three.
In the Bundesliga.
Oh, for the love of God.
Aaron has Romania. One, two, three.
Can I just, I'm just going.
Frankfurt.
I want a flickly quick. Is there, or quickly, flickly quick. I want to quickly flick to see what's the highest team I can get here. There's a 2.5.
There's a three. I'll let you take Cluj. They're a three.
Right, hold on. Yeah, I'm just going to take
ever,
the three.
Do you ever
wow.
sit down and then move and you just, you're between your body and your monks they conspire to just go handful of pubes and just rip them out. Does that ever happen?
No, I don't have any pubes.
Oh my god.
That's I know. A good
well,
point.
Well, I.
Why are your pubes so caught up in the boxers?
I'll leave some pubes. Yeah, I'll leave some.
Leave enough for the boxers to cling on to. Dream on.
Here, I'm sponsored by fucking Indeed.
Oh, that's insurance, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, not Job Finder.
I'm sponsored by eToro. I don't know what that could be.
What's eToro?
Oh, crypto coins.
Do you want to just play as this is? Because I don't know any of these players.
Yeah, I guess so. I may as well. Fuck it.
Oh, here I do know some of these players. Okay, I have Mario Götze.
Yeah. Oh, I have Kieran Degakic. I don't even know how to play this anymore.
Mario Götze. I have a World Cup winning goal scorer in my fucking team. Oh, you can't.
I have. I was in the fucking screamer goal in the wrong net. I didn't know there was a right net.
Oh, here we go. That's easy.
Oh, that was good from you, yeah.
I'll give you one more go at this and then we're in. Yeah. Oh, you can't. That's a chance for you.
Where the fuck am I meant to go?
Oh, he's done me. He sat me down. I need to win this. Hold on.
We're just playing the warm-up game. There you go. All right, let's advance.
No, you go. I want to see. Take your chance, you go.
Where is the goal? There we go. All right. Oh, he got me.
Oh, I've done you.
He got me.
Give me my net.
There you go.
You score, you wee dick.
There you go. There you go. Everything's a contest.
You look like Danny LaRusso when he doesn't want his man to see his wee baby browns. He has a black eye. No! I love when she does that. I love Karate Kid, man. It's fucking excellent.
I haven't seen any. Well, I've seen the first two or whatever, but I haven't seen.
You haven't watched any Cobra Kai?
I haven't watched Cobra Kai, no.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And I should, because I hear good things.
Man, it's brilliant. It's a very easy show to watch.
I'm on the lads.
You can wear your glasses. Oh, you are wearing them right
now. I have to.
On the lads, he says. We're fucking.
Oh, what a foul.
That was a foul.
Stinking.
What have you got coming up, Ben? I know that you've got your shows in Laveries. Talk to us about Africa.
Two shows in Laveries. Nearly scored there. So that's why there was a gasp of air happening as I just said Laveries.
Can I just add, I have been playing FIFA the last few days like an absolute
warrior.
Cunt. No.
I have played
I've been
none
so
this
bad.
Year.
Like so bad.
Oh, bad at playing it?
Oh, yeah, I've been shite the last few days.
Well, fuck, you can't be any worse than me.
Oh, mate, I've been shocking.
I can't even remember how to shoot.
Online, like, oh my God.
Is B shoot?
B, yeah.
Yeah, like I've sort of made it a New Year's resolution to not play as much games this year, just because
really?
I feel like I wasted a lot of time last year gaming.
I feel that way. I said to Chloe, right, I'm not playing any more games until I know these are
until I do my homework.
Well, funny, yeah.
Yeah, adult homework. Essentially.
Until I have my
show written.
Until I have no fuck, I'm not worried about that. I was like, I want to do a script and a book in the first quarter of this year. And it lasted for 18 hours before I was in playing FIFA. It's a way I relax, like, to be honest.
It is a good little way to wind down.
Oh, you can't. Save issue. Yes, keeps.
Ah, well done.
Who's that warrior in Nets for me?
That is a handsome man.
He's a beautiful man.
He is fucking CGI, even still. Would. I hate the way corners work in this now.
I know, it's shit in them.
Absolute bollocks. But yeah, my show Africa in Lavery, second date's on sale now. We're over a third sold. And there's a few months left to go. So if you want tickets.
Is there a potential third DNR?
Don't think so. I think really? I'm going to just keep it to two, yeah. And like, look, I might do it in like somewhere else down the line, like a Derry or something like that. So we'll see. But yeah, I think tickets are a wee bit slow on the second one, so it's not really pushing me to put a third one.
But you
on.
haven't been overly pushing it, to be fair.
Yeah, I've sort of been taking it. Oh, what a pass that was.
See, I like not. I mean, I'm saying this. I do push.
You have to push loads, though. But you've got flipping live podcasts, flipping panel shows.
But it's
out
nice
the
to not overly push each one. Do you know
I
what I mean?
I know.
Like, put it out.
I know.
Let it sell. And
you don't like
it
to annoy people either.
Yeah. You also don't want to just be going here, give us your fucking money all the time. But also patreon.com/ If you can't give it to me, give it to Jackson and they'll give it to me.
That is also true. It all ends up in Kieran's
life.
And if you can't just go to your local raffle, Kieran will be manning it in some shape or capacity. Oh, a power shot.
Oh,
ambitious.
I was reading about a lot of football. This is an interesting question.
Sure.
I saw this on Twitter this morning. Somebody had posted a thing about Gianluigi Buffon. And I hate, by the way, when people who don't know him call him Gigi. But anyway.
Anyway. So what was Gigi saying?
That his career, the clubs that he's played at, are a palindrome.
Right.
So he's, you know, so he played Parma, Juventus, PSG, Juventus, Parma. Right? So, like, it reads back to front. Are there any other players who have done this? Now, Shevchenko has. He was, like, Kiev, Milan, Chelsea, Milan, Kiev, right? But it's really hard to find. I was reading, mate, I was reading all about Max Kruse. I was reading about a mental amount of German players this morning on this. Mats Hummels nearly did it, you know. Paul Pogba needs to go back to United for it to happen, which is never going to be. But yeah, it's interesting.
I know zero about football. So what you've just said has went complete, but it sounds nice.
You're like, it's a palindrome, is it? Have a wank.
Have a wank. Yes. Yes, do. And eat the fucking, the chef's kiss chicken leg.
Chef's
that's sitting in the fridge going back and forth between shelves.
No. Oh,
you how'd you miss that?
Who is that?
I don't know.
Fucking knob. How did he miss that?
That's a sitter.
Your goalie is literally called Scuffet. That's his name.
And that's what your player did.
But that's your
ironically. Favorite. Oh, good lads.
Scuffet fucking nearly did there. Oh here we
Christ,
go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, stay away. Stay. Oh, get out of here with that. Offside.
What's he giving?
Offside, bro.
I'm not happy about
it. I was meant to be Scoffit's delighted.
Yeah.
Scoffit. What would his first name be?
Drop it.
Don't be.
Drop it or Scoffit.
We are terrible. But yeah. So, Lair, what about the panel show? We haven't talked about it.
Sorry. Ever. All I was thinking about was terrible jokes about him being Romanian. But anyway.
Oh, well.
Do you remember when oh, no. No. Doesn't matter.
What was
I going to say? What were you on about? Oh, the pal show.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it since we've...
Since we completed it. It was fucking great, thanks.
Good fun, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, so never mind the
Mark. What an experience, eh?
Do you know what was great about it? That everybody that was there really bought in to it. Like, because that was... I remember we had a conversation. So obviously you were hosting it.
Yeah.
And you did a lot of the... Well, you did all the graphics.
Yeah.
But also a lot of the devising of the show with me and William.
Yeah.
So like the three of us sort of... We devised the rounds and then got the content together for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a chance for me. Who is this?
Oh, this guy's too good in defense.
Strike at you. Oh, you pew.
Ah, awful. So, terrible like, angle.
Fuck up.
A woman referee?
Tuta. Tuta. Don't like that.
No.
I wasn't
That's stinking, to be
was
fair. You fucking... What was it used to be called? Something horse? Dead horse? Remember you used to hit someone's leg?
No, Farmer Brown.
Farmer Brown. Don't know what I was thinking.
A horsey bite? A horsey bite. Isn't it a horsey bite whenever you fucking step on the back of somebody's shoe?
Can't remember.
A horsey bit?
Yeah, maybe it is. But, we got all the content together and stuff.
And then, so, like, one of the concerns that we definitely had, or that I definitely had, was that it's chance. Fuck up, Scuffet!
Scuffet is all over it, so yes.
Was it, I was going, somebody's dead.
Yeah, I have to.
So, one of my concerns was, I want the comedians to buy into it and not, like, condescend to the type of crack that it is.
Yeah.
And nobody did. Everybody just bought into it. And then also that the crowd would buy into that type of crack, the game show element of it.
Yeah.
And everybody seemed to. One of the funniest things, though, was us talking, like, we'd had that wee briefing, very quick briefing.
Mm.
Nick Jonas playing for you there. one of the wee briefings was... saying, like, right, you know, obviously sort of say what you want, and it's obviously not TV, so we can be rude, like,
yeah,
but maybe don't say cunt, you know, maybe try and keep the cunts to a minimum.
Yeah.
And really, when you're saying that, the main people you're looking at there are me and Paddy, right?
Yeah. I wasn't looking at Shane saying it.
Yeah. And I thought, well, I'll behave, right? And then within about 8 seconds of the show starting, Paddy McDonald said cunt twice.
Yeah, literally it was the first word out of his mouth.
Cunt!
Yeah, I was like, oh well, we're off to a great start here.
It was class though. Definitely going to be doing more of those, so keep an eye out for those tickets.
That's good
announcements
fun.
Coming.
You were talking about backstage when we had to do like a bit of a briefing. That was my least favourite moment of it because... Yeah. When you try to talk to comedians, seriously,
I know.
All they want to do is make jokes.
You feel like a sub.
And I could see Shane's face. Every sentence I was saying, I could see him just wanting to, he was trying not just to laugh.
Did he talk to you about it?
Oh, no. But I could just see it in his face.
He talked to me about it.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He was like, I goes, all good, mate. This is when we're standing. We're just taking that weird wee lift down the stairs.
Yeah.
Remember when we nearly died in the lift after?
Yes.
We're taking that weird lift and Shane goes... What about Butler's fucking briefing there?
Oh,
and
fuck.
I was like, what? And he's like a teacher.
Oh, I hated it. Like, it was like, the worst. Because I had to do it.
Hold on a wee second here. Who is this cunt in your goal?
It's Scuffit. Scuffit. Mate, Scuffit
mate,
fucking.
Scupperit. Look at this. That's flying.
Well.
It was right at him. Like,
it was right at him, but yeah. But oh, man, I hated having to do it because I could just tell everyone wanted me to fuck up. But also, I did have to tell people. This is the crack. Like,
there was,
you know,
definitely
what I mean?
Things. It was worth going through it. Like,
yeah. And it all paid off.
But here
end.
It did
this
pay
is the
off.
Chance.
Yeah.
This is the chance. Oh,
just keeps. You get up. Get up.
No. Oh,
save it all, mate. Save at it. Fuck.
You near give away a penalty and everything there.
I did. There was panic.
Oh, how did that go so wrong for me?
Fuck's sake.
But
these
yeah.
are shit.
Yeah.
Frankfurt, absolutely bollocks.
It was a good
that's a chance.
Good man it keeps. Good
don't
man.
Know why they do these big stupid loopy shots. He looks a bit like that actor. What's his name? Adam Driver.
Oh yeah. The Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
Big neb on him. He does.
Hang on, that's what it says on his IMDb.
Big snifter on him. No. No.
Yes.
That was.
Yes.
That was so.
Who's
back.
That? Is that guy Kimura? Let's find out.
That was grim.
Oh, is it? No. Kolo Muani, actually. French player.
The wee dance and all.
I know, the wee dances are fucking rare.
Imagine you actually seeing that in a game.
That is based on a real celebration that somebody did.
Is it actually?
Yeah. I can't remember who it was, but it is.
And did the three of them all do it together?
Yeah. The rarest one, the one I hate the most is that South African goal one where they all did the dance.
Oh,
fuck up you.
Oh,
that's
mate.
A wee tap. Like, I could have scored that.
Nah, he doesn't have the
Mario
skill.
Goetze.
Is that who it was?
Yep.
Foxy, you expect more from him.
I know.
You expect more from him.
See those German players that won, like, the World Cup really young?
Yes.
They just all peaked. And
They
peaked. Like, the only one of them that can be fucked doing anything anymore is Müller. None of the rest of them want anything anymore.
Oh, yeah.
André Schürrle quit at about fucking 30 because he was just bored.
What about the last World Cup when Mbappe in the final game just goes, fuck everybody.
Yeah.
I'm a way to win this first.
I'm a way to clock this.
I actually was heartbroken they didn't win after that.
He did deserve. He deserved a medal. Like,
what a fucking.
This is chance.
Oh, no.
Mario Götze. You score, you wee cunt.
He scoffed it.
That's enjoyable. It wasn't even Goethe, was it?
Scuffett's just watching. Scuffett didn't even try fucking put
a
foot out.
Scuffett doesn't even have his fucking name on the back of his top.
Little Miss Scuffett. Set on his tuffet. Saving his goals.
Yeah, he's living the dream, Miss Cunt.
He has got a good few saves on him now. Right, come on, lads.
What, any advance on the trip to Africa? Would you be back?
Oh, I think I'll be back next year, I believe.
24?
24, yeah. I'm in India in the summer here, I think.
Right.
Oh, this is great play for me.
You try out sweat. I knew that was coming.
Oh,
I could smell.
I know.
That was coming.
I didn't even think about it until, we got there in the end. But yeah, so I go back to Africa next year, I think, and then...
Look at this cunt's hair.
I'll just chill. I know. It's a bit very...
escapes.
That was cack.
Kevin Trapp, actually, I haven't that.
Come on, lads, come on. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mario Götze.
This is not good for me.
So you're going back, are you going to Uganda again?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
It's a big save from Scotland.
Uganda's a good place, like, although, it's just, it's one of those trips that you have a lot of gratitude when you come home because you go, life's not too bad in Northern Ireland. You know? Knowing you have shit days here and you go, this place is a fucking hole.
Do you know what I love? I love whenever...
Not again.
I love whenever we do gigs in what you might describe as Republican hovels. And every time you say Northern Ireland...
Oh, I know.
You can hear a crowd wince.
And I know. And I always forget myself too.
Led by Paddy McDonald.
Oh, I know.
To be fair, that night that he mentioned, that is a... That was a hive of...
where you have to open a door to get to the gig on stage. Oh, so weird. Is that gig still going?
I don't know. I don't think so. I've done it a stupid amount of times. So. Oh, yes, come.
I brought the keeper
out.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a big strike.
Because I thought you were going for the pass.
Whose wonder boot was that? I want to know. Tell you what, though, that's a... You scoffed it, like, didn't he?
I brought him out. It was my fault.
Who is that called? Majestic. That's a big boot. That was a big boofter. Like.
Big bunter.
Yeah. Who scored that?
My guy just disappeared there.
Sow.
John Sow.
I think, did he used to play at Leverkusen?
Don't know.
I think he might have done. Michael, can you look that up for me?
Michael is double duty in the day as Senior Rapido was
Judge
still on holiday.
Judy, like, did you ever watch that show?
Judge Judy was the tits.
Mate, I loved that show.
It was
brilliant.
Great. And what's mad is it's been about for about 20 odd years now.
Yeah.
And at the time when it started, she looked old.
She was.
And you're like, she's only got 5 years left of judging her.
She was one of the biggest. She's one of the biggest Ireland stars on TV.
But from what I heard, all the people were actors now, which is annoying.
I don't know about that, really.
I think I looked it up one time and it's like, oh yeah, basically if you're a struggling actor in Hollywood, you're on Judge Judy.
Oh, really? Jesus.
And then same with Jerry Springer and stuff like that.
What actor, though? What actor does that going, this will get me my next part?
Yeah.
Seriously, though?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the Da Vinci Code next.
Yeah, like, it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. What's your CV acting? I've been Judge Judy, Jerry Springer. Did this
Family Court?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you're getting rid now.
I know.
Them talking about Judge Judy and the fucking defense. Crumbles.
Well, look, you know Judge Judy gets me hard, so it's your fault.
I used to enjoy the guy, the bailiff Bird.
Oh, was Officer that the? Bird. Was he like an African American police officer?
Yeah.
Imagine his life, right? One day they're going, oh yeah, it's just.
He was a real
show.
Bailiff. He was.
Oh really?
He was a real. This is true, right? He was a real. She was a real judge. And he was a real bailiff. And she had done some interview on TV. And some TV producer was watching it and was like, she's a real personality. Like,
yeah.
And it could be great for TV if we can find a way of making this work. So, what they do is, what her court actually is an independent legal arbitrator. And they set it up to look like a court.
Yeah.
And then people agree, they abide by the decisions legally.
Right.
So, because it's arbitration, right? So that's how it works legally. No. But then they were like, well, we need a bailiff. Who can we get? And she was like, well, there's this guy who I like that like I work with.
Mm.
And it was Bird. And he fucking did it. And then like the two of them like became so rich. And then her show moved network there not that long ago. Why do I know all this? Her show moved not that long
You're
ago.
Really into it.
And he was ill or something.
Right.
And wasn't able to make the transfer straight away. And then I'm not sure if he's doing it now or not. Go again. Well, we do end match and re-randomize?
Yeah, re-randomize. Where did they find Judge Rinder? That's what you really got to think.
See, do you know what I don't like about Judge Rinder? Is it, I feel like he's putting that personality on.
Yeah, he's straight.
Whereas,
He's got a wife of two kids. Arn. So
I feel like what I'm saying is that Judge Judy is naturally a snappy sort of, you know, don't pay my leg while it's raining type woman. Like, and I think, whereas I think he puts on his,
right,
his sort of snappiness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
When was the last time you watched a Judge Judy?
Two. Denmark. Three. Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
One, two, three. Alpha.
One, two.
As in Alfaya.
Oh, we're both two stars.
Yeah, that's okay. Silkeborg, if. Oh, what have you done?
I didn't do anything.
You've done something.
I just hit. No.
Yeah. Alfaya, as in I'll fire this weapon at you. for being a woman in Saudi Arabia. Do you know what I mean? Like that's
Silkeborg if.
I'd be Silkeborg, aye.
Silkeborg if.
If, in as in like.
If. You want to
if you want to lose, pick a Danish team.
Now we need to decide kits here.
You go red, I'll go blue.
Okay. Oh,
here, I like that kit.
Mine or yours?
Mine.
Yours has a wee teardrop in the middle.
I want to know what Jisk is.
It's in my pants after Judge Judy.
Jisk sounds like me.
Fucking Judge Judy, like.
Is that like a mix between jizz and sick? What's happening here with this fucking thing?
I'm not doing anything.
Have you seen this, Michael?
It's all right
screen
now.
Keeps going blue and...
Told you the blue screen was bad.
I know, but it just happens randomly. This could have been what was happening in the fucking Mandela that time. Spoiler alert for the special. Anyway. Alfaya, let's do it.
Right, I need to who's have a better big cunt?
I'd love it if there was just like a... just like a world beater in this team that nobody fucking knows about even...
Oh. Yeah, like
tell
Ronaldo.
You what, you can feel how slow these are.
Oh yeah, welcome to my life, last game.
Yeah. Here we go, that's a chance. Chance. Oh, mate, there's chances already. Oh. There's chances. I mean, that's... Look at this. Look at this play around the outside of the box.
Oh, he's passing back when he doesn't know what to do. He's freaking out. He's trying to get the sweat. Not a chance. Not a chance he gets the sweat.
This is sensational football. Oh, that's sensational.
Nope.
Oh, mate, do you know what I like? We've got old-timey nets.
I was going to say, what's that about?
Yeah,
is that because we're in Saudi?
Could your keeper look more Danish there? I mean, he couldn't look more Danish if he had a fucking bacon body hanging out of his
mouth. If he literally was holding a Danish.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I'd love a wee Danish.
I've never had a Danish.
You've never had Danish pastry?
I don't think so, no.
Fuck up, Arne.
I've had a...
That's why you're thin, you wee cunt. See if you'd had one.
Because I haven't had one Danish.
No, because it's a gateway, isn't it? You have one.
It's a gateway Danish.
Next thing, you're fucking mainlining croissant flakes. Oh, mate.
You're mainlining croissant flakes.
I love...
super.
I'm not a pastry guy.
Really?
Like, I'm actually made of skin. But, I don't like...
Pain du chocolat?
Well, this is what I was getting to. People are like, who had all the pies? And I'm like, I didn't eat the pies. I had the croissant, right?
Yeah.
I like a croissant. I like, obviously... And, yeah, I don't mind a wee pano, but I do prefer a croissant. Do you know what croissant means?
Butter.
Crescent.
Crescent.
And that's the shape of them.
That is the shape
and
of them.
And I think they're the shape crescent. Of them. I could be wrong about this, so please fact check me. I wish... See if Dan was here, he would respond to my orders to look things up. I here's what I need to know.
Megal's a lot.
Here's what I need
there.
To know. Did Sai, who plays for fucking Frankfurt, play for Leverkusen at some point? I also need to know what Jisk is.
Yeah, Jisk is probably more important.
And now I need to know... Is the shape of a croissant to do with the Turkish flag and the crescent moon that's on it some sort of defeat in a battle and they ate the croissants after it and that's why a croissant is the shape?
Ah, shit, Arne.
I believe. Now, that could all be conjecture. Are you doing this, Michael? I can't tell.
Fucking trying my best. Trying my best. It's all good, but just put it on autopilot, Mick.
It's chance.
We've got it covered here.
These are the big questions this week. Do you know what I mean? It's been a slow news week for me.
Oh, let's talk about your news. Colin, the one you're doing for Telegraph,
Sunday Life.
Isn't it? Sunday Life. Here's what's annoying about it, right?
There's nothing annoying about it.
No, I'm going to tell you. Not the column itself. Here's what's annoying. I see you tweet it, right? And
yeah.
I go, oh, let me give that a wee read. And then it goes, you must pay it.
Ah, it's behind a paywall.
Nah.
It's not free content,
not
I'm sorry.
That. No, it should be.
It should be free, what, because I'm doing it?
News from the people. For the people.
It's fucking...
By the people.
Mate, the if you want to have news...
You're censoring my ability to take in smart news stories.
Smart news?
I want to... You're an educated man who has wisdom about him. I want to hear that wisdom and I can't because I have to pay £1.99 or whatever it is.
A month? No. You get four episodes for
it? Not
four
worth
issues?
It. It's not worth
and
it.
And access to all the Telegraph stuff?
Nah.
It's a great deal.
So if anyone has an account, I can share.
To be fair, I don't even have an account, but I should get one. No, I just haven't sorted that
but
out.
But you should have a free one because you're on staff.
To be fair, they have offered me one, they just haven't sorted it out.
They're on.
I'd have to do this quickly.
All right.
So,
what a throw.
Yep.
Zurich, Borussia, Munchen, Gladbach,
yep.
Young Boys, and Frankfurt.
Fucked
no,
it.
No Leverkusen.
Fucked it. I don't know who I'm thinking of. Sam. I'm thinking of Sydney Sam. No, you don't have to. He played You're a dick. You're such a wee dick. What's Jisk? You can't look it up. Sydney Sam, he played there at the same time as Heung-min Son. Son and Sam are all... No!
Oh! Celebration's coming.
That's metal. The old Did you know he was going to do
it? The old spinny frog. Famous in Denmark.
The old hole opener. Oh, mate. Oh, my God. That's a discus. Oh, mate, that's amazing. Look at that. Look clean up into his arsehole. That's fucking unbelievable. I can't believe it.
If I lose this game, it's all right.
It was worth it.
It was worth it.
That's
for
fucking amazing. I can't believe we're doing this.
Now you got to hope I score. Look at that. I was dirt. That's a red.
That could be red.
That's definitely a red.
I could be red.
This, your game's falling apart here.
I think this might be red.
Give him it, love. Why are all the oh, it's only yeah.
Sign more sexist. Give him it, love. Oh,
put
mate.
The kettle down and get the cards out, love. That's how it would sound more sexist.
Oh, mate.
Oh.
Give him it, love.
Stop voting. Give him it, love.
Give him a love is so funny to me. That's
yeah.
I can't believe that fucking celebration. Oh,
it's
incredible.
So good. He has a wife and kids.
It was so funny when you go celebrations coming.
That's what I knew.
That's what he fucking did. Oh, I tell you what, these Saudis are shite.
Oh no, that's not the pass I wanted.
Their human rights record's fucking better than their defensive ones. I love every now and again when the Saudis are like somebody like that, Saudis or the Iranians are going to fucking behead some cunt. And
every now and then.
Every now and again they're going to do it. And people on Twitter are like, you know, should stop us. And you're like, I know.
Yeah, I don't think there's a problem.
Like, I know. Do you know what I mean? It's up there with, I mean, I've talked about this before.
Oh, something happened.
Something's
there.
Happening here. With
hit pause, hit pause. All right, we're back.
One of the things that I've talked about before is, you know, when people are like, this is a time when football transcends, and it'll be like, you know, some Man City fan is terminally ill or something, and somebody will be like, as a United fan, even the eye can say, I hope this person lives, or let's raise money for this person's family. And you're like, stop getting on like that makes you a saint.
Mm.
Like, yes, of course you should think that.
Asians
are shit.
Here comes another one. But I think I just did the same one.
Oh no, he's doing something. Yeah, the film reel.
Ah, nah, it's not as good now.
Nah.
There's no arses.
Wasn't as funny as the fucking his hole going right over the lens. Like,
it's the fact that his teammates were watching
it. Yeah.
As if
I. Andre Stanner going, all right. Fuck's sake.
Oh, fuck.
Is it a cable?
It's vibration of some kind.
All right.
Let's try remain as still as we can.
Though, like, people, like, as a Liverpool fan, I hope this fucking Everton toddler doesn't fucking die. Aye. Stop getting on like that makes you a good person.
Everton toddler.
Do you know what I mean?
Die.
Like, you should, yeah. Football isn't like,
good comeback.
That's a screamer from you.
Oh, that's great. 99? Many fucking.
Who is he?
Can't see his name.
I can't see his name, but it was a fucking strike.
It was a good goal.
Look at this. Bingo. Oh, mate. Score again or you're getting your fucking hands cut off, right?
Jesus
Christ. Here, they're the ones that do it. This is the thing. See,
I know they are.
People are like, that's a bit much. You're going, do you know what's a bit much? Cutting somebody's fucking hand. Look at the way he's spinning that ball.
Yeah, on his hand.
Yeah. That's why they're going to cut his hand off.
Yeah, they're like, that's black magic.
Oh, here, that was a goal by Al Abdulaman.
Oh, infamous.
Yeah. Al. Big Al.
Al Abdulawoman.
Yeah.
His new pronouns.
I do like their... The badge in the middle there.
The wee teardrop.
Sorry, look at this, bollocks. You've had 2 shots and they've both gone in. I've had 13.
Fucking hell.
Silkeborg.
Right.
Come on, lads.
Jessica's Furniture.
Jessica's Furniture.
Right. IKEA kind of shit. Right, okay. The Danish IKEA. Oh, sorry. IKEA. I hate that. Oh, mate, I hate in there. I hate...
Why?
I just hate it. I hate walking like around it. I don't mind their stuff, particularly. I hate building it.
I
just hate it.
I like their wee food court and all.
I don't... Food's rank.
It is rank, but it's very cheap. Is that not a fact of life?
It is a fact of life, but I mean, it's fucking... you can get... You can get cheaper food at McDonald's. It's probably fucking
can
nicer.
You?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I went for
it. Oh, dirt. Has to be a red. See, that's not a red. I'm quitting.
We'll be food.
We'll be smacking his wee hand away.
We be ankled him.
Come on, love. There we go, you girly.
Look at this.
There is her.
What? Sammy Al-Kaibari.
He's dead, that guy.
Sammy, Jesus Christ.
Oh, he knows he's back to the Saudi government. They're going to fuck him up now.
So. His family are getting fucking tortured, right? It's mental. But here it's okay. In about 3 weeks' time, somebody will be on Twitter going, they shouldn't kill him. Aye. Keeper. Yes, keeps.
There you go. Give you a wee easy one. Just could
Stojkovic,
be
you fucking get us going here, you cunt. Wee pass. You fucking belly. That's a 10-yarder.
A 10-yarder.
Like, that wasn't even a fucking hard ball.
Come on, you boy.
Yeah, this is a chance for me. It's coming. I can smell it.
No.
Here it is. That's number 99 on the ball. This is a fucking goal.
Not a chance.
It's a goal.
Nope.
It's a goal. Oh, I knew it was a goal. Al Abdulman says no, mate.
That was stinking.
Look at him.
That was so stinking.
Yes, Al Abdul. Fucking kill him all.
It was the rebound. Fuck's sake.
So here, what else have you on the cards then? Have you any other shows come up? Apart from, we're going to definitely be doing more panel, and you've got Africa.
Yeah, and obviously...
You were in Laveries last week, that was good.
Oh, I mean, tell me a club better than Laveries at the minute.
It's murder, like.
It is.
Is this Al Abdulman again? Don't it's console warlord.
No, get him away.
Assist for him? Oh.
Not a chance. Come on, Denmark.
Come on, Denmark. You don't even know the name of your fucking team.
It's Denmark.
Silkeborg.
Oh.
Fucking shite they are. Tell you what, though. This team is shite. That's what I have.
Ah.
I've fouled him.
Oh, but you just about got away with it.
I actually believed I'd fouled him. Or... That's bollocks.
Come on,
him.
Butler. But yeah, Laveries is...
Did you pause it?
I didn't hit anything.
Michael. There we look to you for help.
We are. Right. Oh, we're back. We're back
I
in the room.
I paused it.
Oh, it's all good.
Here we go.
That was going to be a goal for me too.
Was it? I
could tell. I think you have a wee button that you hit.
Oh, do we have any? There was questions from like last time that people were asking about films and all. What's your? We've.
Oh, how was that? Not a foul.
That was unbelievable. Before we were talking about this last time. I think what. What like you don't really you're not a big film watcher.
Like I get into certain films and I go, oh, I love that film, and I'll watch it loads.
What's your go to? What's your go to? This is my favorite film.
So I've two. I've one that I sort of. Oh come on, hold on. I'm going to tell you after I score this goal.
Yeah, oh, that's a fucking big save.
That was a big save. MacGruber is one of my favourite films.
Really?
Yeah, it's just so fucking stupid. And it's like, you can watch it mind-numbingly.
Who's in that?
It's a Will Forte's movie. It bombed at the box office. Like, I mean...
I remember the poster for it.
Yeah, it was absolute. People didn't go see it at all. But I watched it then just on a whim one night. And I was like, this is fucking great.
You just were talking about that comedy that...
Walk Hard.
Walk Hard, aye.
Walk Hard's very funny.
We're going to definitely do that. Do you know what's pish?
Go.
We watched most of that You People last night.
What one's You People again?
So Jonah Hill, it's literally just...
Oh, I started to watch that and I was like, nope.
Do you know,
shite.
Is it just me or did it feel like everything was improv'd and like therefore really loose and like all the scenes felt really slow and too long?
Do you know what? I didn't even think that was the issue. I think the issue was all the characters in it were just unlikable.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Everybody trying to be cleverer than everybody else.
Yeah, and I was like, ah, this is just not
just felt. It also felt like they're not real characters. Like, they're too cartoonish. Like, yeah. Everybody's just fucking, like, really big. But I do like seeing Eddie Murphy and stuff again.
Me too, yeah. I like to see him working again.
Did you watch that? Dolomite is my name.
Dolomite's my name, yeah, yeah. Dolomite, weird. That's funny.
I don't know how you say it.
Dolomite.
Okay, well, there's me.
Dolomite!
Dolomite Mountains, no? Anyway. Ball bag. Anyway. Oh, no.
Oh.
That's a wonder challenge.
That was good.
That's a fat tackle.
I've had some good wee chances here, to be fair. Now.
Megan, who's this cunt that's come on?
Surely it's
me?
A corner. How's that not?
Is it? Oh, you're right. Wow. Ref says no. We're wow. playing in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Remember that was the first World Cup game it was in, and everyone thought, oh, because the in goal Qatar. Was scored in 5 minutes. They're like, they're at it already.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I remember when. Is it true? See, I wonder if this is true that, like, in North Korea, they tell people that the North Korean football team won the World Cup.
Oh, I would love to know if that's true as well. Part of me thinks it can't be.
It must be shit, like.
Yeah, because they still have tourists come in.
Yeah, they still have TV, like. Although it's state
censored, TV, yeah.
But, like.
Oh, come on,
oh,
son.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, son.
I'm not happy with this. You're a wee tramp. Fuck up, keeper! Like, actually fuck up, boo.
Yep.
Actually fuck up, boo. Like,
come on, Denmark. I don't know their name.
Actually, no. Fuck up.
See, what I did here, Ken, I'm just going to narrate you through this.
I saw the sweat coming and I moved him over, look.
Yep.
Save it, you wee
but
dick.
But you didn't move him over good enough. He still shed his
pantaloons. Oh, you're such a wee fucking rat.
He shed his pantaloons. That's how they say it in Denmark.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hans Christian Andersen, he was from Denmark. Did you ever see that movie, Danny Kaye?
No.
It's right up your street, mate.
Yeah?
Wee old school musical.
Oh, I would like.
Yeah, wee... Oh.
Nah, get out of here with that.
Of course, your keeper's a fucking... A warlord, like. I actually can't believe that cunt didn't say that. It was right fucking at him. When his ball goes out of play, by the way, I'm making subs. And I mean substitutes, I don't mean I'm just going to start fucking busting at sandwiches. Like, look at you ball bag. You're a cunt. I will love this so much.
Oh, shit.
I am Kevin Keegan. I will love this.
Yeah!
I'm not happy with it.
Did you make your subs?
There's changes being made here.
Yeah, I'm going to make change to mine.
That's a great name for a winger, isn't it? Mandash.
Mandash.
Isn't it? Hear me, fucking Paulinho's in this team. Is that the same cunt? Used to play for fucking Tottenham.
Squad, who can I put
look
on?
Look at this guy, he's like a fucking ghost.
Fucking hell, these players are all woeful.
Right, hang on.
Felix, look at Felix. Big sexy bastard.
Change this formation to something more aggressive.
Edit game plans.
You getting away anywhere this year, or?
Sure, I was in Miami there, wasn't I, recently? Started off the new year in Miami in Orlando.
Nice.
Lovely weather, yeah, it was really good. Do you know what? Glad to be home.
I get that
glad
way.
To be home. You know what it's like.
I get that way. I get glad to be back.
You're just, you get out of routine, you get out of sorts, you're like, don't know me arse from me elbow, sure.
Do you know what was class though, Rome?
Oh yeah, you did a bit of non-comedy speaking.
I did.
Oh no.
That should have been a fucking goal. You do it. Oh my god, this fucking team.
Oh, you dirty bitch.
I was dirty.
Come on.
You dirty bitch.
I fucked it.
Yes, Keeps.
I had too much. My finger was actually in a terrible position.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, don't. Oh, look at you.
Look at me, Michael. Michael, look at this. I'm just running it. Look, and I'm going to come back here. And I'm going to go back there again.
You're fucking knob.
And then I'm just going to hit it up there. Hit it up there. Oh, I've won it, Michael. Michael, I've won this. And he can't do anything. Michael, look. Go ahead. That was so scummy. But do you know what else is scummy?
What?
Fouling someone when they're one-on-one with the keeper. So it serves you right.
Do you know what, though? Your third goal.
Oh, it was...
She was trash, like.
Oh, yeah, because yours that came in from the corner was great the other time. Oh, but that's here.
This is the best bit.
Yeah.
Oh. I was the best thing that's happened.
Doing the old Kremlin?
Yeah. The Kremlin frog.
Do the Kremlin frog. Yeah. It's like the Harlem Shake, but with your hole.
Did you ever hear those things that were like, people would say things like that, like a place and a place noun, and oh, they were dirty sex things, but it was like all bullshit.
Okay.
One that I heard, do you know who used to know loads of these? The drummer from our old band, my old band.
Oh,
he
used to
know loads of these, and he would say them, and you'd go, why, what's that? And he'd say it, and you'd go, and nearly all of them started with, right, you wait until you're getting your dick sucked. And I'm like, I've been waiting on that my whole life, right? You wait until that's happening, and then instead of just going, sweet, you fucking,
you ruin
dick.
It.
And it's like, yeah, it's like, mate, do you know what? I've started this.
You have to.
I don't even want to tell you one of them. One of them was, put it this way, I'll tell you the names of a couple of them that he told me. Mm. One was the Harlem Hot Pocket, right? One was the Cincinnati Sizzler, and then as a joke, I can't even remember what that is. I remember what the Harlem Hot Pocket was, and then but then we used to go be like, oh, have you done the fucking Bala Murphy half and half? You know what I mean? It's fucking mental. Anyway, thanks very much for coming on. We'll have to leave it at one game all for now.
Listen, we'll have to leave the fans wanting more.
Yeah,
have to resolve this at some point in the future.
Of course, but of course. Good, you're good, always good welcome play. Here on No Blasters.
Thanks very much.
We're going to do another wee Patreon episode now. So, very enjoyable. I will see you in the next one, guys. Thanks for joining us. Take it easy. Goodbye. Oh, no.